August 22nd, from the book of Jeremiah. The word came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah when King Zedekiah sent him to Pashur, son of Malchijah, and the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah. They said, "Inquire of Yahuwah for us, because Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is attacking us. Perhaps Yahuwah will perform wonders for us, as in times past, so that he will withdraw from us." But Jeremiah answered them, "Tell Zedekiah, this is what Yahuwah, the God of Israel, says. I am about to turn against you the weapons of war that are in your hands, which you are using to fight the king of Babylon and the Babylonians who are outside the wall besieging you. And I will gather them inside this city. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm, in anger and fury and great wrath. I will strike down those who live in this city, both men and animals. They will die of a terrible plague. After that, declares Yahuwah, I will hand over Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officials, and the people in the city who survived the plague, sword, and famine, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to their enemies who seek their lives. He will put them to the sword. He will show them no mercy or pity or compassion. Furthermore, tell the people, this is what Yahuwah says. See, I am setting before you the way of life and the way of death. Whoever stays in this city will die by the sword, famine, or plague, but whoever goes out and surrenders to the Babylonians who are besieging you will live. He will escape with his life. I have determined to do this city harm and not good, declares Yahuwah. It will be given into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will destroy it with fire. Moreover, say to the royal house of Judah, hear the word of Yahuwah, O house of David. This is what Yahuwah says. Administer justice every morning. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed, or my wrath will break out and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. I am against you, O Jerusalem, you who live above this valley on the rocky plateau, declares Yahuwah. You who say, who can come against us? Who can enter our refuge? I will punish you as your deeds deserve, declares Yahuwah. I will kindle a fire in your forest that will consume everything around you. This is what Yahuwah says. Go down to the palace of the king of Judah and proclaim this message there. Hear the word of Yahuwah, O king of Judah, you who sit on David's throne, you, your officials, and your people who come through these gates. This is what Yahuwah says. Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the alien, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. For if you are careful to carry out these commands, then kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this palace, riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by their officials and their people. But if you do not obey these commands, declares Yahuwah, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin. For this is what Yahuwah says about the palace of the king of Judah. Though you are like Gilead to me, like the summit of Lebanon, I will surely make you like a desert, like towns not inhabited. I will send destroyers against you, each man with his weapons, and they will cut up your fine cedar beams and throw them into the fire. People from many nations will pass by the city and will ask one another, why has Yahuwah done such a thing to this great city? And the answer will be, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahuwah their God, and have worshipped and served other gods. While Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms and peoples in the empire he ruled, were fighting against Jerusalem and all its surrounding towns, this word came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah. This is what Yahuwah, the God of Israel, says. Go to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, this is what Yahuwah says. I am about to hand this city over to the king of Babylon, and he will burn it down. You will not escape from his scraps, but will surely be captured and handed over to him. You will see the king of Babylon with your own eyes, and he will speak with you face to face, and you will go to Babylon. Yet hear the promise of Yahuwah, O Zedekiah, king of Judah. This is what Yahuwah says concerning you. You will not die by the sword, you will die peacefully. As people made a funeral fire in honor of your fathers, the former kings who preceded you, so they will make a fire in your honor and lament. Alas, O master, I myself make this promise, declares Yahuwah. Then Jeremiah the prophet told all this to Zedekiah, king of Judah, in Jerusalem, while the army of the king of Babylon was fighting against Jerusalem and the other cities of Judah that were still holding out. Lachish and Azekah, these were the only fortified cities left in Judah. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. The army of the king of Babylon was then besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was confined in the courtyard of the guard in the royal palace of Judah. Now Zedekiah, king of Judah, had imprisoned him there, saying, "Why do you prophesy as you do? You say, 'This is what Yahuwah says, I am about to hand this city over to the king of Babylon, and he will capture it. Zedekiah, king of Judah, will not escape out of the hands of the Babylonians, but will certainly be handed over to the king of Babylon, and will speak with him face to face and see him with his own eyes. He will take Zedekiah to Babylon, where he will remain until I deal with him,' declares Yahuwah. If you fight against the Babylonians, you will not succeed." Jeremiah said, "The word of Yahuwah came to me, 'Hanamel, son of Shallum, your uncle is going to come to you and say, buy my field at Anatoth, because as nearest relative, it is your right and duty to buy it.' Then, just as Yahuwah said, my cousin Hanamel came to me in the courtyard of the guard and said, 'Buy my field at Anatoth, in the territory of Benjamin, since it is your right to redeem it and possess it. Buy it for yourself.' I knew that this was the word of Yahuwah, so I bought the field at Anatoth from my cousin Hanamel, and weighed out for him 17 shekels of silver. I signed and sealed the deed, had it witnessed, and weighed out the silver on the scales. I took the deed of purchase, the sealed copy containing the terms and conditions, as well as the unsealed copy, and I gave this deed to Baruch son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the presence of my cousin Hanamel, and of the witnesses who had signed the deed, and of all the Jews sitting in the courtyard of the guard. In their presence I gave Baruch these instructions. This is what Yahuwah Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Take these documents, both the sealed and unsealed copies of the deed of purchase, and put them in a clay jar so they will last a long time. For this is what Yahuwah Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Houses, fields, and vineyards will again be bought in this land." After I had given the deed of purchase to Baruch son of Neriah, I prayed to Yahuwah. "Ah, Sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show love to thousands, but bring the punishment for their father's sins into the laps of their children after them. O great and powerful God, whose name is Yahuwah Almighty, great are your purposes and mighty are your deeds. Your eyes are open to all the ways of men. You reward everyone according to his conduct and as his deeds deserve. You perform miraculous signs and wonders in Egypt and have continued them to this day, both in Israel and among all mankind, and have gained the renown that is still yours. You brought your people Israel out of Egypt with signs and wonders, by a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror. You gave them this land you had sworn to give their forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. They came in and took possession of it, but they did not obey you or follow your law. They did not do what you commanded them to do, so you brought all this disaster upon them. See how the siege ramps are built up to take the city? Because of the sword, famine, and plague, the city will be handed over to the Babylonians who are attacking it. What you said has happened, as you now see, and though the city will be handed over to the Babylonians, you, O Sovereign Yahuwah, say to me, 'Buy the field with silver and have the transaction witnessed.'" Then the word of Yahuwah came to Jeremiah. "I am Yahuwah, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? Therefore, this is what Yahuwah says. I am about to hand the city over to the Babylonians and to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, who will capture it. The Babylonians who are attacking this city will come in and set it on fire. They will burn it down along with the houses where the people provoked me to anger by burning incense on the roofs to Baal and by pouring out drink offerings to other gods. The people of Israel and Judah have done nothing but evil in my sight. From their youth, indeed, the people of Israel have done nothing but provoke me with what their hands have made, declares Yahuwah. From the day it was built until now, this city has so aroused my anger and wrath that I must remove it from my sight. the people of Israel and Judah have provoked me by all the evil they have done. They, their kings and officials, their priests and prophets, the men of Judah and the people of Jerusalem. They turned their backs to me and not their faces. Though I taught them again and again, they would not listen or respond to discipline. They set up their abominable idols in the house that bears my name and defiled it. They built high places for Baal in the valley of Ben-Hinnom to sacrifice their sons and daughters to Molech. Though I never commanded, nor did it enter my mind that they should do such a detestable thing and so make Judah sin. You are saying about this city, by the sword, famine, and plague, it will be handed over to the king of Babylon. But this is what Yahuwah, the God of Israel, says. I will surely gather them from all the lands where I banished them in my furious anger and great wrath. I will bring them back to this place and let them live in safety. They will be my people, and I will be their God. I will give them singleness of heart and action, so that they will always fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them. I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good to them. I will inspire them to fear me, so that they will never turn away from me. I will rejoice in doing them good and will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and soul. This is what Yahuwah says, as I have brought all this great calamity on this people, so I will give them all this prosperity I have promised them. Once more fields will be brought in this land of which you say, it is a desolate waste, without men or animals, for it has been handed over to the Babylonians. Fields will be bought for silver, and deeds will be signed, sealed, and witnessed in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, in the towns of Judah, and in the towns of the hill country of the western foothills and of the Negev, because I will restore their fortunes, declares Yahuwah. While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of Yahuwah came to him a second time. This is what Yahuwah says, he who made the earth, Yahuwah who formed it and established it. Yahuwah is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For this is what Yahuwah, the God of Israel, says about the houses in this city and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege ramps and the sword in the fight with the Babylonians. They will be filled with the dead bodies of the men I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from this city because of all of its wickedness. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all their sin they have committed against me and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it.